Kia ora, this program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Wellington Access Radio, make your voice heard.
Kia ora, dear good everyone, and welcome to Capital Irish on 106.1 FM. I'm your host today, Edel, and in the booth we've got Marion joining us. As always, I would like to thank our sponsors. We have Hutt Valley Irish Club, Peter and Susie McGuinness, and of course Butler's Irish Chocolate. Thank you so much for all your support. So this week, I was actually travelling a wee bit around for work and that, and I was down south, down in Otago. And as I was going along, I came across a Dublin Bay. So there's a coastal kind of area down there called Dublin Bay. And apparently Irish settlers are there, and it reminded them of Dublin Bay due to the similarities around the coastline and landscape. Now, if you kind of squeeze your eyes and look a bit blurry, you can kind of see what they're saying, but, you know, it is quite a rugged coastline. And then, you know, I was on this kind of work tour and then heading over to Gore, and I met with a few of the people down there, and I had no idea. But Gore is actually named after Ungortha Mór, which is the Irish famine, or the Great Hunger, potato famine. And the name was kind of chosen in honour of the people down there who had settled at that time. So that was around the 1860s or so. But it was really cool because they were chatting a lot about their Irish heritage down there. They were showing me around some of the buildings. So there's loads of like Edwardian and architecture. So it looked really like kind of like some of the side streets in Dublin. It had that kind of finish to all the houses. And then they were also chatting about having the Country Music Capital of New Zealand title, which kind of is an Irish connection to like Irish country and music that isn't really like from the US. Anyway, it was just kind of funny to be tearing around and seeing so many places that had Irish connections and all this kind of Irish heritage and settlers. Anyway, while we were down there, they were talking a lot about, you know, the immigration, and we kind of got talking about one of the older Irish songs from down my area. And so today, to kick off the show, I'm going to play Skibbereen, and this one's done by Sinead O'Connor and the Chieftains.
Oh, Father dear, I oftentimes hear you talk of Erin's Isle, her lofty scenes and valleys green, her mountains rude and wild. They say might dwell. Oh, why did you abandon it? The reason to me tell. Oh, son, I love my native land with energy and pride, till a blind died. The rent and taxes were so high I could not them redeem, and that's the cruel reason why I left old Skibbereen. Oh, it's well I do December day, the landlord and the sheriff came to drive us all away. They set my roof on fire with their demon yellow spleen, and that's another to God rest her soul, fell on the snowy ground. She fainted in her anguish, seeing the desolation round. She never rose, but passed away from life to mortal dream. She found a quiet grave, my boy, in dear old Skibbereen. Friends, you bore your father's name. I wrapped you in my coat, a moor in the dead of night unseen. I heaved a sigh and said goodbye to dear.
Welcome back to Capital Irish on Access Radio 106.1 FM. So now we had the bit of a maudling song about immigration and wanting to return to Ireland. But I've seen an interesting article for expats in New Zealand, looking for a kind of a quick way to get back to Ireland. So they are looking to entice people back to the west coast of Ireland with grants of up to €84,000, which is about 150,000 New Zealand dollars, or New Zealand pesos, as my husband calls them. And what is the catch? Well, there's actually no real big catch. You don't have to give your right arm or, you know, tolerate eccentric neighbours or anything like that. If you're considering going back to Ireland, you just have to roll up your sleeves and engage in a little bit of refurbishment work. So the Irish government are looking for owners that want to seek a kind of a new life and breathe life into some of the dilapidated homes around Ireland. So apparently there's about 20 islands along the Atlantic coast, and under this incentive of living on our islands, the Department of Rural Community and Development is unveiling a big plan that is looking to compensate newcomers renovating these houses and moving to these islands. So the incentive has gotten really big support from the likes of Galway, Donegal, Mayo, Galway, Cork, not Kerry, plenty of tourists in Kerry, all our houses are full and beautifully renovated, but the aim is to preserve the island communities and keep up with their rich heritage. So typically these areas are in Gaeltachts, so they want to have people coming back, looking for new homes and then restoring those buildings. But don't worry, you don't have to give up your modern conveniences. God forbid, you're not going to be living, you know, all on your own in these islands. They have also announced there's going to be this massive grant of about $3.5 million to go into infrastructure projects. So it's the idea is to future-proof anyone that's going to move there. So they're going to have more infrastructure when it comes to, you know, for tourism and coming out to the islands, but also for broadband internet. So finally, Mayo is going to get broadband internet. Sorry, that was just for Marion. And the kind of goal is to attract more remote workers. And it makes sense, right? You can live anywhere now. You can work anywhere. You can kind of work in any time scale. So why not be there? The idea is that if you get some, you know, incentives to go there, you'll get good career prospects. You might be working in Europe and be able to go there. But importantly, this isn't just a chance to build a holiday home. So while they're offering this financial support and relocation, they really want to make sure people are committed into the community. So they want to make sure that they've create this silicone apicello, is what they're saying. So just kind of making sure that all these high-tech IT and people are going to stay there. And they have to have these promises that they'll, you know, in keep with the renovation of the land, they'll make sure they have their families there and kind of in keep with all the cultures and customs that's there. So this isn't the first one. They did it in Italy. I don't know, a few years back they had this euro house. So you could buy a house for a euro, but it needed to be basically gutted. And they also have started doing it in Japan. So they're trying to introduce a program to get people to move out of the cities like Tokyo, move into the countryside, where there's quite the kind of aging rural population there. And of course, if you do move to the islands off the coast of Ireland, you'll also be able to say that, you know, you're in such great landscape for movies like The Banshees of Inisherin. And of course, Inisherin is known for where Father Ted was filmed. It was the Craggy Island version. Also, look, there's so much more going on there. They've got some of the Aran Islands that, you know, are trying to bring more tourism there. So there's opportunities to open up different kind of organizations. West Cork Islands, they've got a cookery school out in Hare Island. And they've also got a bunch of people from other culinary experts to do these kind of like schools of cuisine so that you can learn how to do very famous French cuisine on these islands off the coast of Cork. And of course, there's loads of other possibilities with that. The only, you know, the only drawback is making sure you can handle the weather once you get back to Ireland. And if you do decide to go back, another news story this week, don't get scared when you turn on The Late Late Show. There is a new presenter. It is official. So The Late Late Show, for those that don't know, a massively iconic program. It kind of holds the distinction. I think it's the second longest running show. The Tonight Show in the US is the longest running show by a couple of years. But anyway, it's always been considered like this flagship television show that RTE, Radio Telefiche Éireann, their public service broadcaster, have put out there. It's very ingrained in Irish culture. It kind of, if it doesn't happen on the Late Late Show, it doesn't happen at all. So a lot of change in Irish society came about from conversations on the Late Late Show. It started way back in 1962, and it was supposed to just be a summer program. So it was just supposed to run for June, July, and August. But because Gay Byrne did such a great job, they decided to give him a permanent Friday night slot. And that's been running kind of ever since. Now, they've had different presenters. They've had Gay Byrne was the initial one. Then they moved on and had Pat Kenny. Brian Tuberty has just left. And now, who's signed up? Who's finally decided to join? But Patrick Kilty. So, very famous comedian. I remember we used to have his DVDs at home, like really popular back home. He has decided to take on the job. Now, he understands the big boots that he has to fill. But I do kind of think it's a good fit for The Late Late Show. I think they're maybe trying to follow that kind of Tommy Tiernan, getting a comedian in to kind of liven up the show a little bit, bring it a little bit more forward. And, you know, he's very connected in all things Irish heritage. However, already he hasn't even started and there has been a little bit of kerfuffle. So he's being asked to disclose his pay. So he basically was looking at a salary disclosure because it looks like that there was some payments made to his predecessor. There's about 75,000 euros a year being paid to Ryan Tuberty that they're investigating. So it wasn't a part of his pay package. There's kind of rumors about what was happening there. But now they're asking, and they say it's vital for Patrick Kilty to be upfront about his remuneration package. He's even been a part of this investigation where RTE and the Dáil, where he's asked to disclose his pay. It just makes me laugh because he hasn't even done one show yet and he's already kind of involved in the news about what he should do. But I'm looking forward to seeing his first show. I think it'll be real cool. Also, someone from Northern Ireland adds a little bit of an extra kind of twist to it. So kind of keen to see where he starts in September. So anyway, I decided from listening to all that, I had a wee listen to some of the back shows of The Late Late Show on the player. And I heard this amazing version of a song, Éileen Óg. The first time I ever heard this was actually at Scorn and Óg. 25 years ago, maybe. My siblings were in Scorn and Óg, and this is one of their songs. They performed it quite traditionally, but this is a version by the Mary Wallopers, and it's a really great version of Éileen Óg.
Now that me darling's name is true, the barony, her features, they were famous. If we loved her, who is there to blame us? Sure, wasn't she the pride of Petrovore? But her beauty made us all so shy. Not a one among us could look her in the eye. Boys, oh boys, now that's the reason why. Hamlet. We're in mourning for the pride of Petrovore. Oh, Eileen, oh, your hat's falling grey. And my sister, hey, you want the pearl away. Eileen, oh, the good fish in the sea. But we're falling like the pride of Petrovore. Finally, they had the fair and ballant tubber. Eileen mad, but rather catch the jobber. The wine like the maid, me mark upon the robber. But he stole it with the pride of Petrovore. Seen the girl at all. Hey, she only looked from underneath the shawl. Looking big and mad, but she was looking small. But my woman was afraid of it all. Eileen, oh, the heart's full of grey. But this is the day you want the pair away. Eileen, oh, the good fish in the sea. But the woman was afraid of it all. Now, it went, it was in the beginning. Oh, McGrath, who went upon the winning. Your man, McGrath, just kept on dreaming. Caught him with him, hey, the better ball. Into fits, but that new Eileen, she nearly lost her wits. The outside of the rope, she knew the hip or sits with his arm around the pride of a door. Eileen, oh, your hat's fully grey. Ever since the day you wandered all away. Eileen, oh, the good wish in the sea. But there's another way to fight a better war. With fate is hard to grapple. Love me, Eileen was the apple. Now I see her walk to the chapel with the hard feet of man and Petrovore. Boys, oh boys, keep what I say. But I'm caught in the wake, no display. If you want them to run out, you just look the other way. Cut the bubbly like the pride of a door. Oh, Eileen, oh, me heart's full of grey. Ever since the day you wandered far away. Eileen, oh, the footfish in the sea. But the thunder like the pride of a door.
Welcome back to Capital Irish on 106.1 FM. So in a roundup of places, exotic places I have been, Field Days was 2 weeks ago. And so I had all things agricultural in my head. Also got to see some really cool tech, actually. There's just lots of movement in the industry around tracking animals and making sure that they're healthy, and that was real cool. But the big story that was all a buzz, I know, I'm sorry, was this development in the Manuka honey industry in New Zealand. So they're trying to trademark the term Manuka honey, and it's been unsuccessful. So the Manuka Honey Society, backed by kind of New Zealand government and that, have been trying to protect the name and the term Manuka. They're saying that Manuka is a Maori word and it's distinctively a product of New Zealand. However, in Australia, there is also a Manuka Honey Association, who knew, and it's challenging them, saying that, you know what, it's just the term for that type of honey. It's not specifically the term of the word. So they did have a ruling across the Trans-Tasman, and they were ordered to pay fines for it. So it looks like New Zealand isn't going to be successful at being able to launch that Manuka brand, which is a shame considering, you know, how much export of Manuka honey is done. I mean, I even heard of it in Ireland when I was younger. Manuka honey was a real term that they used, and the fact that it is being kind of used around the world for something that's quite specific. They have been holding steadfast and are hoping to appeal some of these cases. The other thing that was in serious breaking news, and, you know, hold on to your seats, this is a big one. New Zealand sheep to people ratio has dipped below 5 to 1 for the first time since the population records were initiated in the 1850s. Yes, they've been tracking how many sheep are in New Zealand since 1850. So yeah, we've dropped down. It's. I mean, the two things I knew about New Zealand when I was moving here was Lord of the Rings and the amount of sheep. So it's kind of a weird stat to have dropped. So it looks like that, you know, in the 1980s, apparently the ratio was 22 sheep to 1 human, which is insane, and they're now down to that kind of 5-1. Don't worry though, Australia is still only 3-1, so they're still holding strong and having more sheep per capita than anyone else in the world. And then they had the final stats done up, which was 25 million sheep in New Zealand versus, you know, 5.15 or something million people. Now, obviously, it's because there's such a low price on wool. There's so much else going on outside of it that this has dropped. But it's just interesting as this like major statistic that New Zealand used to hold quite strong, and it's something that's quite known, has dropped so low. So based on all that farming news, I'm going to play one of these classic farming songs and one that we did have at field days. This is Marty Moan and Hit the Diff.
Mowing, lifting, sowing, baling, drawing, hauling, number breaking, backing, stacking, plowing, crashing, tipping, wrapping, deal doors flapping, sucking, diesel, cutting, trucking, spreading, piping, double clutching, spinning, sliding, digging, rigging, raring, tearing, losing, wind. Oh, hit the diff and pray that she goes all the way. When I'm flat to the mat with party hats, I'm heading for the tip. They thought we were quitting. Well, when the sun went down, with flame from the pipe, we drove all night till the fuel it ran out. Oh, give me a yoke with plenty of poke and a can of easy start, and 1,500 acres hauling 40 ton of grass. I said goodbye before July to the woman in the novel rush, and it was near Christmas before I got back in touch. I found a seat but I had no brakes, couldn't keep it cool. With loads of power, I'm behind an hour, so I give them pump a screw. Out all night, with no lights, only seeing stars. I'm dreaming from the moon, and the diesel light in the dash. Mowing, lifting, sowing, baling, drawing, hauling, number breaking, backing, stacking, plowing, crashing, tipping, wrapping, tail doors flapping, sucking, diesel, cutting, trucking, spreading, piping, double clutching, spinning, sliding, digging, rigging, raring, tearing, losing wind. Oh, hit the diff and pray that she goes all the way. When I'm flat to the mat with the party hats, I'm heading for the tip. Well, I thought that we were quitting. Well, when the sun went down, with a flame from the pipe, we drove all night to the fuel it ran out. Snapchats of what I'm at to everyone on the beer. Hit the jewel to low and I stalled the road, all wheels in the air. It was my chance to graze the nipples I never knew was there. Need some sleep and new teeth for digging those in the muck. In case it rains, need an old chain lying in the truck. Timing, lining, mixing, piping after the field is cut. As many as a gap you won't get at without 6,000 foot.
Welcome back to Capital Irish. I'm just doing a quick rundown of events for the week. Hutt Valley Irish Club, they have their book club on the 13th of July. It's Girl Who Read on the Metro, this month's book. They also have a darts night on the 13th of July. And of course, the last Sunday of every month, they have their Irish Society family potluck dinner. So that's on the 30th of July. So pop down and bring a plate. Another cool one, if you're out and about winter, so, you know, it doesn't matter how early it is really, but the first Saturday of every month is the Sunrise Social, so that's usually held around 5:30 or so, or sorry, apologies, not at all, it's usually held around 7:30, and you can check out their Instagram page for all their updates as well. So that's the Sunrise Social. And I just wanted to wish the crew heading back to the World Games in Ireland, so that's Tia, Heather, Andy and Eilish, mighty luck going back. I'm very, very jealous of you going back to represent New Zealand and Ireland. Not so much jealous of the hard work you're going to have to put on the field, but fair play, I know you'll do us really, really proud, so well done. And I'm just going to finish up and say a big thank you. So this is my last show at Capital Irish. Huge, huge thank you to all the producers here, Marion, Ray, Elish, and all the ones that have come before. And it's kind of, it's interesting. It's such an institution. We were just chatting about how long this has been running. So it's amazing to have been a small part of this massive institution over the last few years. Of course, I'll be leaving you in great hands. We've got so many wonderful presenters, some new ones coming along the way, I'm sure. So I just want to say a huge thank you to everyone that makes this show possible. Really and truly, it's great to see a representation of Ireland here in New Zealand, and something that's been kept going for so, so long. So fair play. I'm going to end the show off in one of my favourite songs. This is Grace. It's by the Dubliners and Jin McCann. Shlonga Fol, and have a great week. Thanks, everyone.
As we gather in the chapel here in Old Kilmainham Jail, I think about these past few weeks. Oh, will they say we failed? From our school days, they have told us we must yearn for liberty. Yet all I want in this dark place is to have you here with me. Oh, Grace, just hold me in your arms and let this moment linger. Then take me out to dawn and I will die. Place this wedding ring upon your finger. There won't be time to share our love, for we must say goodbye.
You've been listening to Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM, thanks to the generosity of our sponsors. We couldn't be here without them. Our sponsors are Wellington Irish Trust, Susie and Peter McGuinness, and the Hutt Valley Irish Society. A very big thank you from all of us on the Capital Irish team.
That program was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
Thanks, New Zealand On Air, for funding accessmedia.nz.